You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston Loose Baseball, episode 186, coming your way. We've got to break down a series loss to the Rangers, a 2-4 homestand, and the Nats cooling off at the plate. How do they get out of a rut? We'll discuss it next on BLB, starting right now.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
With Toby Altizer, I'm Grant Paulson, producer Darius Dameron alongside. This is episode 186 of Bustin' Loose Baseball. The bats went cold for the Nationals in their series with the Rangers. Even in the game they won, it was a 2-0 victory. Then they got shut out on Saturday. Then they struggled to score on Sunday. 2-5 to kick off June after an excellent May that ended on a heavy winning streak. They lose the final game to the Diamondbacks, then 2-3 to Chicago, and now 2-3 to the Rangers. And Toby, the theme has been they just can't string together at bats.
Yeah, one thing that really frustrates me about this team right now with the way that they're playing is when you look at the at-bats, the quality of the at-bats for this team, there's a reason that even in the game that they won, Patrick Corbin didn't come out of the game. You know, he went 8 innings, and it was good to see him back out on the mound, but he pitched well. 8 innings, gave up only 5 hits, didn't walk anybody, only gave up the 2 runs. But in 8 innings, 89 pitches. On Saturday against Jacob deGrom, someone you know that is really, really good when he's on, and he's had a good season this season. His ERA now down to a 2.12, 7 innings, and he only threw 81 pitches, only gave up the 2 hits. Grant, if you're going to face really good pitching, maybe you're not going to get to them. That happens. How often do we see really, really good pitchers go out there and dominate against all sorts of lineups across the league? But you can't let them be averaging 10 to 12 pitches per inning, because then they can go 7 or 8 and then you're screwed. You've got to start working more quality at bats, and they haven't done that. This is something we've seen them really struggle with in the past, where pitch counts for other team starters are always very, very low. And sometimes you get away with it. They're an aggressive team, and they're going to swing at a lot of stuff. But right now, when you're in a little bit of a funk, maybe you need to change your approach a little bit and see some more pitches just so you can get some different looks and see what happens when you get into a team's bullpen. Even if they have a good one, would you rather see a guy out of the pen or Jacob deGrom? You'd rather see a guy out of the pen. So that was something that I noticed over the weekend, is that the quality of the at-bats weren't always great. You're not able to drive some pitch counts up. And, you know, just... it's a different looking team right now than what we saw when the bats got going a little bit. They're going to be ups and downs. Just that's kind of what happens over 162. So you don't want to freak out too much. But it did sound like after the game on Sunday that Davey's a little bit frustrated with the way that the team is approaching their at bats right now. So be interesting to see when they go to New York to take on the Mets for 3 before they come back home. Do you see a little bit of an adjustment at the plate? Because if you don't, maybe you're going to see some adjustments have to be made in terms of the roster. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but it wasn't a great series for the offense at all.
Yeah, I don't really get what Davey was alluding to. I want to get into that. Obviously, Nassim Nunez was sent down. I think that's just a situation where they feel like they need some offense, and Andrés Chaparro can provide something for you. I mean, he doesn't really have a position. He's not really ever going to help you much defensively, but he can roll the pole some. And since coming back from injury and rehabbing at AAA, he's actually been really, really good. He's had 70 at-bats in the minor leagues, about 20 games, but 15 of them now have come at AAA, and he was hitting well over 300 there. For his minor league season, he's at 300 with a 1,000 OPS and 6 home runs and more than an RBI per game. So, you know, this is a guy at 26 who is kind of known, right, organizationally as it's a contact approach. He's got some power, but he's going to hit line drives, and you can DH him. And as a right-handed bat, maybe you platoon him with Josh Bell. I would expect him to start doing that, you know, right away, essentially, this season, because Josh Bell from the right side has not really been able to do anything against left-handed pitching. So we could talk about that. But otherwise, I didn't really get Davey's comment. You know, for those of you that missed it, he essentially said that, I'll read the quote here, "If it doesn't get through to some of these guys, we're going to have to do something else. We'll have to switch the lineup. I'll have to sit guys out. I may have to platoon guys. When it does get through, you see the results. I mean, it's there, and they all can do it. I know it. I've seen it. Hopefully the day off, maybe they're tired. Hopefully the day off will help." I just don't know who he's talking about or what he's talking about. And what I find kind of frustrating is, like, to an extent, you know, it's okay when Trevor Williams throws 4 1/3 innings and gives up runs every 5 days, because that's part of the plan, because you can't call up Cade Cavalli for a few more weeks probably without burning a season, right? So there's no real replacement. But, you know, a week of bad offense and we're going to have a press conference where we talk about how, you know, we need to start making some changes. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I almost feel like this is a message sending thing, as if to say, hey, we're better than this. We just played like it. We were approaching 500. You know, we all saw that we had a 15-12 month in May. We're that caliber of team. And you know, they've said since the beginning of the year they expect to win. So maybe Davey's kicking it into, you know, we're better than this. We shouldn't be losing games mode. If that's the case, then that's admirable enough. But, like, who's he talking about? You know, it seems to me like what I got out of it, Toby, was he saw the stretch they had when they were raking, and he thinks that they got into some bad habits chasing home runs and basically trying to, like, lift the baseball. So that was 9 runs at Seattle, 9 runs at Seattle, 9 runs at Arizona, and then 11 runs at Arizona. Remember, in that 4-game stretch, all wins, they scored 38 runs to end the month. And now they're 2-5 since, and they've scored a total of, like, I think it's, let's see, 1 against Arizona, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. So 11 runs now in their first 7 games this month. And he's going, we're in bad habits. But, like, who's slowed down? I guess James Wood is slowed down. Is he upset at him? C.J. Abrams has been obviously a big problem. It's clear that, you know, they want C.J.'s approach to change a little bit. I would say after he didn't play today, that's obviously someone they're trying to get through to. Is he talking to Josh Bell? I think so. If you're calling up Chaparro, he's an easy guy you could platoon with. Like, who else is he referencing here? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't even know who you could single out. And, you know, if he's talking about being too aggressive, then your first thought is CJ, but that's who CJ is. So do you want him to fully change? I don't quite understand who he's going at here either, but I do think that you have
like
to.
Like James Wood's 2-for-22. It would be weird if he's going through one of his first ruts in a year and a half and, like, you're immediately upset with him. But, I mean, I guess.
I don't even know how you could be upset with Wood. He's still putting together quality at-bats, and then, you know, that he's just not on. I mean, there was a pitch today, as we record Sunday night, there was a pitch today. I think it was a fastball middle-middle, and he just missed it. And, like, look, you can get frustrated there, but sometimes a guy's just in a funk. That happens.
That's what I'm saying. His last 15 games, Tobes, he's hitting 200. Like, yeah, we haven't really seen him struggle at all. It's a rare slump. I'm just saying it's the first time Davey's had a press conference like this all season, and the most noticeable guy that's kind of fallen off in the last week or two is Wood. I think that's probably coincidence. I think this is probably about Abrams, Bell. I'm not sure who else.
I don't even know if it's a singular person as much as just there's certain at-bats from some guys that he gets frustrated with, and I think it is a message to the team. I don't know if you feel the same way, Grant, but having watched the last month and really over the last couple of weeks when they started winning some ball games and then even in this Rangers series, it seems like Davey's changed his managerial style where he's no longer just out there seeing how he can work through the 162. You're starting to see him make some of the strategic moves that you see teams that are trying to win ball games because they think all 162 matter are starting to see. Like, I don't think there was any reason at 81 pitches today with Trevor Williams at 4 1/3, just one guy on, that you pull him. Other than the fact that they're saying, we're trying to win ball games. If you're the Dodgers and you're trying to win a ball game, I can understand that sort of move. If you're the Nationals and you're in a, you know, 1-of-162 just trying to get through the season, that move doesn't make as much sense. So I think they're actually trying to win ball games. And they've said that. I mean, that's been their messaging.
Yeah, they'll tell you that.
From
that's
spring
not
training.
A surprise.
But I think you're starting to see a change in the way that he is managing this team. I think over the last couple of weeks, he's been more aggressive with the pen. At times, it's paid off and looked really, really good. And right now, frankly, it doesn't really matter what he does with the bullpen and the way that he manages the game in terms of the pitching staff if the offense isn't going to give you enough runs to win ball games. But I think that's part of it is he's kind of turned the switch to – let's get back to a winning ball club where I'm going to manage every game like it's a must win. You know, you're not going to sacrifice the whole, but he's definitely managing much more strict, much shorter leash because he wants to win every ball game. And I think in turn, he's sending a message to the lineup. Maybe no one in particular, maybe it is someone in particular, but I think he's sending a message that, hey, we need to pick this up because if I'm going to start, you know, managing like this and we're going to start we're going to continue having the same messaging, then you can't just go back into old habits where it didn't matter. So I don't know if it's a singular person. If it is Wood, I think it's quite stupid. But I don't think he's getting on James Wood. I think it's just a collective, you know, at-bat from maybe Wood here, an at-bat from Abrams, maybe an at-bat from Louie or Josh Bell. I think just a collective, he's not happy. And I think he and Rizzo have kind of changed their expectations like they talked about all year, coming off a good month. I think they're kind of trying to put a little bit to stoke the fire a little bit and keep going. So I think that's kind of what that messaging is.
Yeah, I totally. I mean, look, there's nothing to be upset with James Wood about. My point is just when you start saying things like maybe we'll need to do some platooning, you're not just talking randomly. I mean, you're obviously talking about somebody, like a guy, and there's only a couple of guys you would do that with. You're not going to platoon at shortstop. You're not platooning with James Wood. So, like, you can kind of go through it, right? You know, he goes on to say, like, we'll have to bench guys or send guys down. Like, there's only so many guys you could be talking about. So it's just a weird, vague thing. It's also, it's antithetical or like not normal in baseball that when you go through the ebbs and the flows of a season, and this comes on the heels of a brilliant month that you have, you know, a brilliant couple of weeks, I should say, offensively, and really a stretch, your best offensive stretch of the season, where now you have this down regression afterwards, which was kind of bound to happen, maybe not to this extent, but this team's not a 38 run in 4 day team. So if you now balance it out with this stretch of, you know, the last seven games, it's probably about where they should be in their runs average, that you would kind of pounce on that to say, oh, we'll make some changes. And it is just odd, again, if it is in fact a quote-unquote like rebuilding young team, that you would do that. As an example, he hasn't really done that over the last couple of years. But they're not viewing it that way. They feel like they're open for business. Again, I think that the roster and maybe that dialogue don't actually match. Like when you're starting Trevor Williams to kick off a series against the Cubs, no wonder you're in a hole down 1-0 against the Cubs in that series. When you're finishing a series against the Rangers, you better take the first two. And it's not to say he's been awful, right? I mean, he hasn't been good. His ERA is almost 6 for the year. But, you know, he generally, how much damage can you do in 4-plus innings, which is what he gives you? It's now, I think, 4 out of 5 starts that he has not gotten through 5 innings. And that just ultimately kills your bullpen. Now, on a day like today where you got an off day tomorrow, you know, worse things have happened. Lord came in and danced around but got out of a jam. Jose Ferrer pitched really well. He's actually on a bit of a heater. Cole Henry's going through his first real, you know, sustained struggle where he hasn't thrown strikes to the same rate. Gave up a solo home run today. Hadn't given up a run in 16 straight appearances or something like that. And then Chafin was okay. But it was a bad homestand, no doubt about it. I'm really intrigued by the Davey comments and kind of trying to figure out exactly what the emphasis was, what he's trying to get across, what the point is. And look, they already made a move. I mean, shortly, you know, he's saying that at a time where they're sending Nassim Nunez down. Now, I don't think Nas was like a culprit of a bunch of the things that Davey's mad about. I think they feel like they need offense. And Chaparro is the guy that's on the roster currently that they could easily call up, who's healthy and coming off his rehab, that can quickly provide it. But I would be shocked if you don't see him DH'ing against lefties right away and splitting time with Josh Bell, who's hitting just 179. He got on that hot stretch. He's cooled back off. So expect to see Chaparro in the middle of the order. They have been playing Adams, it seems like, a little bit more starting on this homestand as well, as Kbert cooled off a bit. So you're starting to see them mix in some of the righties. I mean, Rosario, another start today against the Rangers. So we'll see where that goes. But kind of an interesting day, to be clear, from Davey Martinez.
Yeah, again, it's just an odd time, like you're saying, where you know there are ups and downs throughout a season, and we're not that far removed from a really good stretch for this offense. It wasn't a great homestand overall, but you know, you had a stretch just a week ago where you're looking at stuff that this team had never done in franchise history, stuff that hadn't been done in like 100 years, right? But having all the people reach an 11 straight reach to start a game. So I think there's just some lulls, and maybe he's just trying to light a fire. Regardless, what they showed in this Ranger series was not good enough, and I think there are some things that they need to tweak. The first of which, to me, and it helps you even when you're going well, is they need to start working some counts a little bit more. This is something we talked about in years previous, so this isn't something that's new. This is something that has kind of become part of this team's identity to an extent. They're going to be a free-swinging, aggressive team that, over the past couple of years, hadn't struck out as much, but they're striking out a little bit more this year. But they're always going to be a difficult team to face just because of the fact that, you know, they were going to be aggressive. But in turn, what you're going to end up having is starters out there through six innings having thrown 70 pitches. And that works when you're facing Joe Blow from whoever, but when you're facing Jacob DeGrom and even Patrick Corbin look good, and you're going to face some quality baseball teams, you need to get that starter out of the game. So at some point, I think they need to make some tweaks, but it wouldn't even be that surprising, Grant, with how baseball works, if they go up to New York against the Mets and they just get away and they have a day off on Monday and they put up three runs, four runs a game in that series and they win a couple of them. So I don't think it's any reason to hit the panic button, but it is interesting to see those sentiments from Davey at this point.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the upcoming series with the Mets after the day off Monday. Nighttime, 7:10 first pitches for games one and two. And then on Thursday, they play a 1:10 afternoon game. By the way, the Mets, who they take on in this set, now have four of their five starting pitchers sub three in earned run average going into play today, which is pretty unbelievable. I mean, there were times over the years where the Nats had just ridiculous starting pitching and, you know, kind of were in that conversation. But Kodai Senga's got a 1.59 in 12 starts, pitching like a Cy Young, 68 innings, 65 strikeouts, 206 average against. David Peterson, who I've always liked, a lefty out of Oregon, 12 starts, a 2.80 ERA, 70 innings. He's got 65 Ks, 240 average against. Clay Holmes just had 15 million runners on against the Rockies and got out of one jam after another with swings and misses. He's got electric stuff. Former closer, 2.95 ERA, 73 innings, 65 strikeouts. You know, he's got 2.35 average against at this point. But you know, when you look at that rotation, I mean, you're talking about four different starting pitchers with ERA sub three and only one over three. And I think it was like Tylor McGill when I last checked, and he was like, you know, 3.6, 3.7. So it's hard to do it any better than they have. It's the reason why they came into play against the Rockies, where they wallop today with the best record in the National League by a half game over the Cubs. Now, to the Nats' credit, having just played Chicago, who's right there with the Mets in the standings, they won one of those three games. They were competitive in them. Two of them ended up getting lopsided. But it doesn't get easier here, because you've got to deal with the Mets for three before you get the Marlins and the Rockies. And hopefully you can put some hay in the barn. You know, in those seven games, four at home against Colorado, you'd like to find a way to win probably, I don't know, at least five, if not six of the seven. That's a tall order, but you know, anything less than five would probably be disappointing. But it'd be a big deal to start getting right against the Mets after some rest here, coming up against New York on the road.
Yeah, and you're kind of set up exactly how you want it. You've got your top three on the hill. Mackenzie Gore takes on Griffin Canning on Tuesday. On Wednesday, you've got Jake Irvin on the hill against David Peterson, and then Kodai Senga goes for the Mets on Thursday, and Michael Soroka for the Nats. So your top three are on the hill, but just like you just laid out, it's not like there's an easy matchup going against basically any of the Mets starters. So this is a good matchup for another measuring stick kind of series where they have to go out there and play better. And maybe that's part of why Davey's sending that message. It's just, it's a division opponent coming up. You have the day off. You're going up to New York. Let's see if we can put some hay in the barn. Let's have a series win. If you can win a series at Citi Field and come home with seven against the Marlins and the Rockies, like you said, suddenly this team always seems to do this right when they get close to 500. They start going back down. At one point, they got to three games under 500. Now they're back down to five under 500. You know, if you have a good 10-game stretch here with three against the Mets and then seven against the Marlins and the Rockies, three and four respectively, then suddenly you could find yourself right there and maybe even above 500. So here's a chance for you to get back on track and see if you can find a way to get things going again. But, you know, it's just it's funny how baseball works, where it's why we love the game so much. It's why there's so many games. It's an everyday sport. Is just a week ago we were talking good about this offense, and a week later you got the manager saying they might have to send people down. So we'll see if they can bounce back, but it's a good opportunity for this team once again, where they had a chance against some good teams on the road and they did well. Let's see if they go back on the road again and do well against this Mets team.